tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I
want to
be an actress.
I
want
to be a model.
Yay!
Good evening and good day, boys and girls. Well, it must be Sunday because it's Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network and Rainbow Soul. We're so glad that you're here with us today, and it is definitely really special, the time for all of the families to get together for the family tradition. So mommies, daddies, grandma, grandpa, nana, poppy, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. So thank you once again for joining us again. And we have so many special things to do. We have a great guest, our youth guest, and her name is Dayani, and we're going to be talking to her, and she's 10 years old, and she has a lot of wonderful things to do. So what did you do this past week? Now, in some places, it's already dark. In the East Coast, it certainly is dark here. And also in the West Coast, they are still out playing. And we're wondering if we have, I think we have some callers. Let's hear. Out there playing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We have our special guest. We were just introducing you, Dayani. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, do you have anything special that you want to say to someone right now? You like to give any shout outs?
Yes. I would like to give a shout out to God for making this all possible. My family for supporting me all the way. And I would like to give a special shout out to the Specialty of Washington / Hadley Hospital, Floor 2 East. I would also like to give a shout out to Miss Williams, Miss Singh, Mr. Marshall, Miss Hall, Miss Jean S., Miss Marshall, for their donations and support.
Wow. What about any of your classmates or friends?
Oh, I would like to give another shout out to my school, XL Academy, I would like to give a personal shout out to my third grade teacher, Miss Yates.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I'm sure also your mommy and daddy and grandpa and aunts and uncles. You've got lots of people there that are right behind you supporting you.
Yes.
And one of the things that we talked about, too, is that you play a very special instrument. But before we get into that, you know that this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we know that in order to do that, you have to get ready and come all inside. So, what is your very special thing that you do right before you get ready to go to bed?
First, I get my pajamas out. Then I run my bath water. Then I get in the tub.
Mm.
And I wash up and scrub everywhere. And then I get out and put on my pajamas. And then I get in my bed and watch a little TV, then go to sleep.
And do you have any special pajamas? I mean, we have some of the audience, they have like strawberry cakes, and we have another person that loves Spider-Man, and then we have another one that likes ballerina. So what kind of special pajamas do you have, or PJs, that some even have feet in them?
Well, I love Hello Kitty pajamas.
Oh, I bet you there's some boys and girls that also have Hello Kitty pajamas, and probably even Hello Kitty slippers and Hello Kitty pencils and pens and jewelry boxes, just lots of things.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
We have you tagged. So we're so excited that you're joining us, and we're also going to have Starfish, and Starfish will be getting on very shortly too. She is our other co-host that a lot of the boys and girls just love her. But when we opened up our show, we talked about what it is that you want to be. So since you are a new guest on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we'd like to know, what would you like to be when you grow up? Or you might even be that now.
I want to be a doctor.
A doctor? Wow. Is there any special type of doctor that you'd like to be?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, I think that you're 10, and I think that maybe you have a little time to think about what type of doctor you would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly we know in the helping fields is something that you
definitely would love
to do.
I have my eye on becoming a doctor that works at a big hospital like Johns Hopkins, because over the summer I went to the National Young Scholars Program and studied medicine, and for me it was kind of fun.
Oh, wow. That's certainly was a good thing to do, because that definitely piqued your interest. And I think that it's real good for a lot of boys and girls to go outside and out of their comfort zone and look at other places and things that they might want to be. I mean, you go there and you decide that might be something that I would like to do. And I know that your mommy and daddy were, they certainly felt really good that you are doing some of these things. And not only that, but you're going to be talking about a trip that you might possibly make, and we'll be talking about that a little later on. So don't forget.
Okay, I won't.
Good. And we're kind of waiting on, let's see if we can get some music here, because, you know, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Block Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul. And we have this every Sunday, and we're so glad that boys and girls can be able to come and have their Nana and their Poppy and their Mommy and their Daddy and their aunts and uncles and babysitters sit right there and read all types of stories. So let's see, boys and girls, if we can hear a song. Here it is. I love that song. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Swimming in the pool, having us a good time. Swimming in the pool, sun is hot but the water's cool. Having us a good time swimming.
That was for the kids in California, because they're still swimming in the pool. But for us,
the water's
coast,
fine. The soap is mine. Scrub and shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba 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 bubbly bubble. Tub. I'm gonna scrub. Every part of me, it's my bath time.
Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh. It's my bath time.
Forget what's behind your ears. Some of you forget that. And boys and girls, we all know that starfish is already in the water. So
hey, the water is fine,
time.
Fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm, makes me feel at home, like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Whoa, 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 silky
makes bath time a lot of fun, don't you think?
Yes.
It certainly does.
It's a catchy song.
Right, it is a catchy song. And Starfish, guess what? We have a brand new guest, and this is her first time that she's ever been on our show, and her name is Dayani.
Well, I think she's doing wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Great. And do you take baths?
Yes.
Do you love bath time?
Yes.
Do you bring any toys into the bathtub?
Well, not quite. I take books and I read books in the tub.
Oh.
Whoa, risky.
That is a true reader, Aunt Jewel. Someone who reads
definitely
all the time, even in the bathtub.
Definitely. Risky, though, a little bit risky.
But maybe you can get
boys
water
and girls,
risky.
Do you know why that would be risky?
Yes.
And Starfish, do you know why that would be risky?
I think so, but maybe you can get waterproof pages.
That is a really good idea. Starfish, we're so glad that you joined us today.
Of course. I'm so excited we have a great youth co-host.
Yes, and you know that since this is her first time, she probably doesn't know why we have a list when we go to bedtime because there's so many things to do.
Yes, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Show, we always, always love to start off with our show talking about our list, and we must go over it every day. And a lot of the kids probably have it memorized because we go over it all the time. But some kids may have a different order or maybe a different list. But most of the things in the end are pretty much the same, which includes bath time, brushing your teeth, and snuggling up with your favorite teddy bear or your favorite doggy or even a real live doggy and reading a book.
Right, and it really makes things so helpful when you have that list because then you know what to do. So, Dayani, would you love to hear our song?
Yes.
Let's listen to our bedtime list. Here we go, boys and girls. The Aunt Jewel bedtime list. We cannot go without it.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Like your bedtime list?
Yes.
She sounds just like
the anything extra?
Song.
Would you add anything extra, or is it the same exact list?
I had one thing that was extra.
What was it?
Well, after I get out of the tub from reading my book, I continue reading it, and it helps me fall asleep.
Wow.
So we know what show she'll be listening to because we read books here, and that will help her go to sleep too. Starfish, don't you think so?
I know so.
And it works every time. That's what I was telling her, Mommy. I said that we have boys and girls and even the parents who call and tell us that they fall asleep by the end of the show.
Yes, they do.
So it's kind of a weird success story to kind of have a show that people end up falling asleep, but that's a good thing.
It certainly is. We know we've done our job.
Right, we definitely have done that, and we do it quite well, I would say. And, Starfish, you know what this show is going to be about?
Hmm, Well, we just had Thanksgiving, and I think we are going to continue the theme and the act of giving, because it's perfect for the holidays that are coming up next as well.
It certainly is, and when you give, it makes you feel so good inside. And when you give, other people give, and everyone gives. And when you're giving, it's sharing. And it's certainly a good time to be around, and it makes people feel real good, despite the fact that some people might not want to be happy. But when you start giving or giving them compliments, guess what happens?
We give.
Compliments.
They give.
And I just heard Dayani say something. What happens, too?
You get compliments back.
Starfish, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
It does do that, and this is going to be a season, because this is the second day. It's December the 2nd, and it means that soon Christmas will be coming.
Yeah. Exactly. Would you guys like to hear a song?
Yes.
This song is called Christmas Means Giving. Does mean giving, but also you can continue that act and have it all throughout the new year, January, February, March, April. Giving can be in any season.
And that's one of the things that Jayani is talking about, and her mom is talking about it too, and having an opportunity to help Jayani be able to do something that she thinks is a fabulous thing to do, because she is definitely a diamond in the rough. So are you going to be doing something special in January, Jayani?
Yes. I'll be going. I'll be going to the presidential inauguration.
Wow.
Isn't that special that she has
great.
The opportunity, Starfish?
That is a wonderful opportunity.
And it's a time that you're going to go, is it just by yourself or with your mommy or with your classmates? Do you know exactly how you're going to be able to do this?
Well, yes, I'll be going with other national scholars from all over the world.
That's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to not only just with your family or some boys and girls that you know, but boys and girls from all over the world. And to see the President of the United States also serve another term.
Yeah. Boys and girls, mommies and daddies, did you hear? Our youth co-host is a national scholar. That is a wonderful, wonderful achievement.
She is definitely smart, as we can tell, and not only does she have the brains upstairs, but she also plays an instrument, too. And we'll talk about that a little later, but is there anything that you would like to be able to share with the boys and girls and moms and dads and how they can be able to help this wonderful opportunity?
Yes. You can go to In order to donate, you can go to this website, www.fundraiser.com. Fundraiser is spelled FUNDRAZR.com. And I need $3,000 because the program is the cost of it is $3,000 for me to.
So you're raising $3,000, so all the boys and girls can send like $5, $10, and it will just add up, especially because this is going all over the world for you to be able to do it. And you're not actually a Rhodes Scholar, but you're a national scholar. A national scholar.
Yes.
So again, that website is
www.fundraiser.com. Fundraiser is spelled FUNDRAZR.com.
And we'll mention that again during the show.
Can you repeat that?
And we'll mention that again later on in the show. So you said you have to be, of course, you have to ask your mommy and daddy to be able to do this. You can't do this on your own. But we just need $5, $10, $20, whatever you can give to be able to help Gianni do it. And you can be able to look on our program, and you'll see her. And we'll also put it on there. So we thank you, boys and girls, up front, because that's giving. Because once we give, we'll give back, and she'll be sharing all the information, everything that she sees at her school and at her church and with her friends and her relatives. It's a great opportunity.
It certainly is.
Well, I think that we have some stories that we need to share with the boys and girls. But we want to thank you so much for talking about that. And guess what? We all have some stories to read, I think, boys and girls, that we might want to bring some of the other boys and girls in so they can be able to relax and hear our stories that we have to tell. So, Starfish, do you think we need to hear some of the boys and girls and see what they're doing?
Certainly. The boys and girls that are out there playing outside?
Yes.
Of course. Boys and girls.
And Diana already. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Call them.
Boys and girls, come on. We need to listen to story time. Come on, boys and girls. I know you want to play outside, but we need to get ready to go to bed. Come on, boys and girls. We can play again tomorrow. All right, boys and girls, one by one. Let's get ready. I know you're excited. All right, here you come. They're all ready.
Oh, I know they did not want to come in, but you know what, Starfish? Mommies and daddies, make sure that they come in, because it's not whether you want to come in or not, there's lots of things that you have to do. Taking the bath, getting your clothes ready for the next day, doing your homework, doing lots of different things. And Starfish, guess who has a book that they would like to share with us?
Could it be our youth co-host? Could it be our national scholar?
Yes.
There goes that same statement that we hear from her. Yes, we'd love to hear that because she's a giver. And she's going to give us a story, boys and girls. And all of you, I know, will love to hear that. So get in that comfy bed, take off those slippers. Have you already brushed your teeth and even had some milk or water? And I know that Nana's already fluffed your pillow. And, boys and girls, we have a wonderful story that she wants to share. The Big Kitten Christmas? Or could it be Santa's Workshop? Which one will we hear?
The name of the story is Santa's Workshop, the inside story.
Oh, an inside story. Uh-oh, boys and girls, are you ready for that? An inside story means you're going to be getting tips.
Okay. In early December, the mailman delivers lots and lots of letters to Santa's workshop. Santa and his elves are very busy making the toys that all the girls and boys have asked for. The elves are in the paint shop. The elves in the paint shop are hard at work. Only 10 days to Christmas Eve, says Santa. Santa goes to see the elves making cuddly toys. Every child needs a special toy to cuddle and love. He smiles. There's only 3 days to go now, Santa tells the busy elves. And my red coat needs a few stitches, too. Please mend it for me. It is Christmas Eve. The elves are loading the sleigh, and Santa is feeding the reindeer. They will be busy tonight. Soon, Santa and his sleigh will be flying across the sky, bringing presents for you and your friends. Happy Christmas! First, Santa and his elves need to feed the reindeer, shine their hooves, clean their antlers, polish the sleigh, check the bells jingle, attach reins, and shut the stable door. Then they'll be ready. And the weeks before Christmas, Santa's workshop is a very busy place. Now children everywhere can have fun seeing Santa and his elves hard at work making Christmas presents with flaps to lift, holes to look through, and sparkly snow. This is a Christmas classic to keep and treasure. The end.
Wow.
Now we know what. Yes. Can you believe that? It's what? Tips? A lot of tips that they're going to be finding out and getting ready for Santa to be coming.
Exactly.
I wonder if the boys and girls will even know who Santa is. How would they know, Starfish?
How would they know who Santa is? Well,
yes.
First, the boys and girls should be sleeping, but they will leave a gift, another way of giving, for Santa. Usually it's carrots and cookies, carrots for the reindeers and cookies and milk for Santa. But I think boys and girls have become creative. Some of those who are more health conscious than others may leave him vegetables or maybe a little granola bar or something healthy so he can get down the chimney tree.
That doesn't give you very much room to get down there. And it was one of the things that we find out is Santa is so busy, and we found that out because we had a wonderful reading from Gianni. She did such a great job. I can see why she wants to go to Washington, D.C. in January and share some of her knowledge.
Me too.
So, I wonder if the boys and girls need a song to tell them, how would they know if it's Santa or not?
Well, we certainly love songs here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Songs are such a great time. We get to dance, we get to laugh, we get to move and sing. So, boys and girls, in honor of giving, we're going to continue with our theme. So we just talked about giving, and we had a wonderful, wonderful book talking about Christmas. This next song is It Must Be Santa. Here we go, boys and girls.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard.
Now we're going to, yes, we'll know what he's wearing, and when we find out what that is, then we'll know it's Santa Claus. Because we know that Christmas is more than just getting presents, it is giving. And I want to know, Starfish, and I want to know, Jayani, are you sleepy yet?
No, kind of.
I'm fighting it.
Boys and girls, are you fighting it too? Are you trying to say, no, I'm not ready?
Yes.
Well, we already heard from Jayani. She's saying yes. She's still telling her mommy, I'm not ready to go. And boys and girls, we're so glad that you've come to, again, to Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, to hear Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories every Sunday and to hear what our special guests have to say. And Starfish, would you like to hear another story about Christmas?
Yes, I do. I love stories.
Well, can you imagine the name of this book is called Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes.
So, boys and girls, are you light on your feet? Are you like Twinkle Toes? Well, let's find out. Would you like to find out too, Jayani?
Yes.
Well, this book is called Twinkle Toes, and it's by Donna Scott, and it's also published by ML Publishing. Now, this book is dedicated to Twinkle Toes and to dreams. I know, Jayani, you've had dreams.
Yes.
And I'm sure very good dreams, because Starfish always has good dreams.
Yes,
I do.
Well, here we go. Now, this is kind of told by Grandma, but let's see. We were jumping on the beds like popcorn in a hot pan. It was Christmas Eve, and we were too excited to sleep, just like some of you boys and girls are right now. Now, I was creaming my little cousin, Adam, in a wild pillow fight. I know that that never crossed your mind, Jayani.
No.
Having pillow fights. Well, just as Grandma walked into the room, my pillow exploded. We froze. The feathers floated around us like a shaking snow globe. We exchanged a grin and a wink with Grandma. Giggles escaped as we swept up the mess. Then, as if from nowhere, I tripped on a package. And the tag read, "To Sarah from TT." I quickly opened it. Yay! New PJs, I cheered. Adam tore his package open. Pajamas! Why pajamas, he said, resisting a yawn as he slipped them on. You know, because like in our family, we have a family tradition that right before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, we all get new pajamas. Starfish, is that something that happens to you too?
Yes. Because you're going to begin to start a new year, so it's great to get something nice and fresh and clean as you drift off into dreamland.
You are so right, and since it's such a special time, it's always great to have new pajamas. So, guess what? So, as he tore them open, the pajamas, he started to suddenly feel sleepy as he stretched his arms through the sleeve of his cozy new pajamas. Wait a minute, Grandma. Who is TT? I asked. That was when she told us the best Christmas Eve story ever. Now, if you were to travel down the road just south of the North Pole and east a bit of the Land of Dreams, you might stumble upon a tiny farmhouse where smoke bellowed into the sky with a hint of peppermint. Patches, a pocket-sized calico, keeps a keen eye on a pair of teeny twisted slippers. They belong to a fairy farmer named Twinkle Toes. Now, every year, Twinkle Toes tills the snow. Now, then she piles rows and mounds just like any farmer would do in the dirt. You won't find corn or pumpkins on the farm. Instead of seeds, Twinkle Toes plants fluffy fibers. Now, she may add the hair of a puppy, the feathers of a duck, or even the tooth of a dinosaur, but she always adds a pinch of peppermint. Now, with all the planning, when all the planning is done, Twinkle Toes and Patches slip into the barn. Now, inside, she pulls a lever with a flip, flip, flip. The windmill turns. A loud thump shakes the barn, and a blip and a roar, and she beats, boots up the storm tracker and turns on the Dreamweaver. Now, day after day, they record, they watch, and they wait just for the right conditions. When boom, thunk, thunk, bang, the door vibrates and slam, swish, hoo, hoo. The wind hisses through the cracks in the barn. The storm gauge reads mild and moderate. Severe wallop globber, then click, click, tick, tick. The Dream Weaver jerks and spins. Now, in the blink of an eye, it grows cold enough to turn hot cocoa into a milkshake. The brilliant blue sky turns to menacing black, and a thick cloud twists and twirls. Then, with the roar of an angry polar bear, the blizzard of the year spiral crosses the horizon. Roar! Now, first, her toes twitch. One by one, they tingle. Bit by bit, they heat up. They heat up like embers until they begin to glow. Suddenly, swish like a rocket, Twinkle Toes blast off for the fields, zipping up and down rows, just snowflakes ahead of the beast. Ice crystals sting her cheeks like the pricks of a pine needle as she battles the blistering wind. Sparks fly when she touches each spout with her toes. And Starfish, you know that because this is getting to be the Christmas season, we are only going to keep the children having a lot of suspense so that they can try to guess and they can kind of wonder what will happen next. And they'll have to join us next Sunday to find out what happens. How did Twinkle Toes come about? As we hear the wind coming blowing. How do you feel about this?
I'm so excited. I can't even wait till next Sunday. What I'm going to do this whole week, boys and girls, you can certainly do it as well, is imagine what could happen and try to create your own story and have a little game with your sisters and brothers or your friends and make up a story and possibly dream about it and then see what actually comes about.
And that means that you're going to have to anticipate what's going to happen because you don't quite know. What kinds of gifts are you going to get from Santa? What type
exactly.
of things are you going to do for Christmas? So how can you do all this, Starfish?
Well, each day, starting in December, which was yesterday, there's something called an advent calendar, and you are able to look forward to something every day, just like we're going to look forward to next Sunday to hear what Aunt Jewel has in store for us. Now, an advent calendar. What is an advent calendar? Well, advent is a word meaning the coming or the coming towards. So we're coming towards our bedtime stories next Sunday, and it's similar to what you would be preparing for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. You're coming towards that event. And this started many, many, many centuries ago. And the importance of this event caused many Christians to feel that it was a day that the yearly calendar should celebrate this incredible gift from God. And that's where the history came from. Today, we have different types of ways to look forward or coming toward this day. You may see calendars, a calendar that is filled with chocolate maybe, or a different toy, or some calendars are very creative and they have a different thing to do, a different thing for the family members to do that all relate to giving. One day you can give your time to maybe a homeless shelter and help serve the food. Day one. Day two, give maybe clothes that you may not want or are too small for you to a local shelter or to boys and girls that may need it, maybe Goodwill. Day three, every day you can have something that relates to giving, and it will make you feel so warm inside.
I think those are some really good suggestions.
Yes.
You want to ask Tayani something that she might want to do?
Yes. Or what types of giving have you done this year?
Well, I went to D.C. to give out breakfast to the homeless.
Wow, that's really good. How was that for you to do that?
It was fun. It was good.
And boys and girls,
experience.
Wow, boys and girls, he was only 10, so you can do that too. Giving is something that I think that makes you feel good inside, and that's probably some of the things that you were talking about that you felt with this good experience that you had. It also makes you feel so blessed that you have something to be able to give, even if it's your time or even if it's something that you treasure or you've made. It makes you feel very good, and you want to continue doing that. I think some of the boys and girls are getting ready to fall asleep, and their eyes are just really, really heavy, and they're trying to keep them up. And this is sort of the best time that parents and Granny, well, wait, look, I'm looking at Nana already, and Nana has already fallen off to sleep. But this is a really good time for those who are trying to put someone to sleep. And we usually play this really special song by Kareem Daly Ray.
Of course, boys and girls, do you see it? Let's walk to our window together. Do you see that shining light? Do you see that sparkling, sparkling light? What could that be? Yes, it is! It's a star. So as we gaze upon that same star tonight, let's make a wish. Let's make a wish and take a trip to dreamland and listen to our song, Dressed Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why. Blowing out my mind. got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. And I wonder why it is I don't argue about this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. Yeah.
Mommies and daddies,
just
feel so good when you see
it.
A violinist, and she's going to tell the boys and girls and moms and dads one more time what they can do in order to send Zayani to Washington, D.C. And then after that, we have another friend, and we're going to play that song for her. But Zayani, do you want to give that www website to them again?
Okay. This is going to be for my fundraiser of $3,000 for me to attend the president's inauguration next year, 2013. The website from January 18th to the 23rd, the website is www.fundraiser.com. Fundraiser is spelled F-U. N-D-R-A-Z-R. You can .com. You can go under the find key and type in my name.
And boys and girls, that again was www.fundraiser, F-U-N-D-R-A-Z-R.com. And we'll put it on our website for you to be able to listen to. But we want to thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you so
Starfish,
much.
Don't you want to, yes. Starfish, you want to say that again?
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. You are a great Youth Go host.
She certainly was, and we're going to have her come back again because she has so many musical talents, and we want to be able to showcase that. But, Starfish, you know what we have to have her listen to before we go off. And thank you, boys and girls, for joining us again and falling asleep. For those who are still awake, we'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for being our friend.
And I already heard Dayani said thank you, too. Dayani, this is for you.
You got a friend in me.
Yes, you do.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Thank you for coming on, Dayani.
Thank you.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night, boys and girls, and good night, Starfish, and good night, Dayani.
Good night.
Good night, Aunt Jewel. Good night, Dayani.
Good night, Starfish.
Good night from Aunt Jewel, and thank you so much. And boys and girls, moms and dads, we will leave all of the numbers and the website for you to be able to contact Dayani to help her go to D.C. So thank you once again, and we'll hear the end of our story, Twinkle Toes. Remember, it's better to give. Good night.